Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley. Let's dive right into today's show, shall we? Being different is simply showing up like you do every day. Wouldn't that be wild? Like, Sam, how do I be different? How do I stand out? Get all those branding and marketing questions all the time. Be you. You don't got to be a shock jock. The goal is not to say the most shocking thing, but in a buttoned up society, well, I guess it's 2024. Maybe it's not as buttoned up. I'm thinking back in my corporate days, suit and tie, buttoned up. The old LinkedIn profile photo where you got that cheesy smile that everybody else has. Everybody looks the same, sounds the same, talks the same. Be different. Be different means showing up as you show up every single day. That's different enough. You don't got to do anything shocking. See, everybody's born an original. Most everybody dies a copy because we got to follow the leader. We're taught at a very young age, sit down, sit in your chair, sit in a classroom, you know, obey the teacher. And look, I'm not about disobeying. Trust me, we pound it into our kids. You respect your elders. When's the last time you ever heard anybody say that, by the way? It used to be a thing when I was a kid. Respect your elders. Everybody was always Mr. and Mrs. I don't see that as much today. I know I sound like an old guy, but anyway, we are brought up in society, single file, everybody line up, everybody do this, everybody follow that. You get into a job, you're the lowest person on the totem pole, you got to report to your direct supervisor, ask them permission to get a day off to go see your kid's dance recital or Johnny's T-ball game or something like that. Always acting the role, but that role is never you. Never really appreciating who you are. You know what I mean? Like, what makes you different? You have such unique thoughts, you know, and maybe you're already doing this. Like, maybe you're already showing up this way. Please don't mix the message, because if you end up trying to be that person who's just out there to make a splash, you're like everybody else out there. You're a Johnny come lately, and you're sounding, here's the irony part. If you go to try to be that person, then you look like everybody else, but in that way, you know, people are posting on social media, how would you like to make this $100,000 check by just, and it's like some business in a box, press a button that we all know doesn't work that way. Business is hard work. You got to get into it knowing that in advance. You know, being an entrepreneur, it's hard work. There's a reason 9 out of 10 businesses fail in the first year. And if you're lucky enough to be one of the 10, 9 out of 10 of those fail in the next 4 years. There's a reason. It's hard work. But man, it's so satisfying, because I don't know of any other thing you can do where you can show up as yourself. You don't have the disease to please. You're not everybody's cup of tea. You go in knowing that too. Like, you can never say the right thing to the wrong person, to the wrong audience. You can't. Don't even try to do it. Show up as you show up. Share the stories that you're most passionate about. Teach the lessons that you really love to teach. And that hard work becomes a labor of love. And you really enjoy doing it. It's not like you wake up and you're like, oh, geez, I can't believe I have to show up as myself today. I can't believe I have to do this thing that I love to do. And when you start a business, get used to working for no money, working for free. I train speakers all the time, online marketers, coaches, people like that. Speakers, go speak 10, 20 times for free and don't talk to me until you come back. And then we'll talk about putting together a presentation that makes the cash register ring. But I want speakers to get used to going to the chamber, the Rotary, the, you know, any of these Kiwanis, local meetups, start speaking. I don't care if it's in front of 5 people. I was driving at 10 at night here in Cincinnati, Ohio to go speak to meetups. They would have some MLM networking jewelry party with, you know, 10 ladies in the room at 10 o'clock at night, I would go speak, share the Everyday Saturday Gospel, as I would call it. Someday it'd be 5 people, 15. Crowd started to grow a little bit. I didn't just get on a stage with 3,000 people overnight. You know, it's not how it happened. It never happens that way. You know, you got to put in the work up front. But here's what separated me from other speakers out there. You know, there's a million speakers. All right. Everybody's chasing the rubber chicken dinner. Give me the $2,500 keynote. I don't want a keynote. I don't ever want to get paid. Well, let me take that back. I'll gladly accept the fee, but I'm more interested in bringing clients in because of the presentation. They want to learn more about how to create their own million-dollar message. Then they become a lifetime client, a higher-paying client. Gladly accept the keynote, but if it's a difference of, hey, you got a choice. You can take this 10 grand keynote fee, or you can sell from stage and speak for free. I speak for free every time. Every time. You make more. You have more control of the presentation. You're not beholden to anybody. You know, it's not like I'm going to get up there and say anything rude or crude, but I want to be able to do my own thing. And at the end, I'll give them an opportunity to work together. All because of why? Because I know who I am. I know who I am. Like, I, for so long, if you've ever been at a job, you can't really be who you are. You can't say what you want. Everybody's getting canceled these days. My God, I'd be in HR every 15 minutes. They'd have me in human resources. Did you really say this, Sam? No, it's our policy, but no, thank you. No, thank you. Want nothing to do with that, man. I don't want to tiptoe through life just to arrive safely at my grave. I'm not here to offend anybody. I know just by showing up like this, it's going to offend somebody. No matter how careful you are, you're still going to offend somebody in today's society. You might as well show up knowing it's going to be hard work. You're going to love it. You're eventually going to make a good amount of money doing it. So why not start the journey? You know, just being you is showing up differently. Trying to be somebody else, having this disease to please and worried about. But no way to go through life, man. No way to go. Be free. Value freedom over security. If you don't place more value on freedom than security, security being biweekly paycheck, direct deposit, contributions to the 401k, and all these things, you're going to be 65 years old, dead by 74. You know, you had 9 years. Way to go. You got the gold watch. You got the plaque, and nobody remembers you. You put everything in a box, and you walked out of the corner office after 45 years and doing the same thing. All right, don't do that. Show up different. The way you show up different is being who you are every day, sharing your unique story. Nobody can copy it. It's yours. Nobody else has it. Not one other person on the planet Earth with 8 billion people has your story. Why are you not harnessing the power of that? All right, that's today's message. Show up differently by being you. All right, I hope this planted a seed in good soil. I hope it caught you at just the right time to go after it and do it and go for your dream. Say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.